لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This is the month of Rajab, the Miraj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one incident of Miraj, while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going, he met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, convey my salams to your ummah. The ulama say when we hear this hadith, we should say wa alaykum wa alaykum salam. And at the same time, we should think which ummah are we in, that a great Nabi like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of all the Anbiya, he has sent salams for us. And who brought the salam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today, the great, great muhaddithin, the great, great ulama have preserved this hadith and they have brought this salam to us. So we should appreciate that who has sent salams to us. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, inform your ummah that Jannat is a barren land. There is nothing in Jannat. And the trees of Jannat, the mansions, the food, the Hurul Ain, all these things are according to our a'mal, our actions. By our iman, we will get Jannat, which is a barren land. And by our a'mal, how much of actions we will do, a'mal, amals to please Allah, that will be the beautiful, all the beautiful things in Jannat. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam specified one thing and told that la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is amongst the special trees of Jannat. Yeah, if we want to plant a tree, if for example I came to Mauritius, I like a certain tree and I want it in my garden, it's a long process. I will have to find out whether it will grow in my climate. All climates are different. Then if it's from outside the country, I'll have to get a permit from Fauna Flora, and they are very strict in the importing of plants, etc. And then I'll have to purchase it, then I'll have to transport it, and a new plant can easily die off in transporting. Then I'll have to plant it, dig a hole to specification, etc. How much of work? And then look after it after it's planted. It's a new plant. Children playing, animals, somebody reversing their car, mustn't break their drive over the plant. Then if we love and the plant love, hopefully we will see the fruit, the leaves, the beauty, the shade of the tree. For one tree, so much effort. And yeah, one la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, your tree of Jannat is planted already. One subhanallah, your tree of Jannat is planted. Now we all read 33 times subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We might not have thought of it, but actually we planted 100 trees in Jannat. And those trees, it comes in the hadith, grow so tall that a person on a fast horse won't cover the shadow of it. In one narration 100 years and in one narration 500 years. And it's a rule of agriculture and planting. When plants, trees grow so tall, you can't plant them next to one another. According to their height, you have to leave space in. So trees that grow so tall, how much of space? So for 100 trees to fit in, we might not have thought of it, but we increase the plot of our Jannat by so much. So by la hawla wa la quwwata is also one of the trees of Jannat. One time in a majlis, as we are sitting, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught almost the whole of deen in majlis like this. He taught the sahaba, they taught it further and it has come to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest jurist of the ummah, he just said above his breath, a little louder, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, atadri ma ma'ana la hawla wa la quwwata ya Abdullah? Oh Abdullah, do you know what is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? He said, Allah and His Rasul know better. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave the meaning of it. La hawla amma asiyatillah illa bi'ismatillah, that a person can never be saved from sin, but that Allah protects him. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ And there is no power and strength to do a good deed إِلَّا بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ But by the help of Allah Ta'ala. So this must be our yaqeen in everything. Many people, when we hear this, we say, well, if Allah saves me from sin, I will say, I'll get saved. I can't do anything. If Allah wakes me up for Fajr and brings me, I will come. It's not in my hands. In the same way, rosy also is not in your hands. But you make so much effort for rosy. So here also, we must make the effort fully. And our yaqeen must be, it's only Allah that can protect us. And only the rosy also, we make our full effort. But our yaqeen must be, only Allah is the giver of rosy. For our health, we make all effort also. And but our yaqeen, Allah is the giver of health. So in the same way, so and it comes in the hadith that when a person on the farsh, on the ground reads La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, on the arsh Allah Ta'ala says Aslama abdi wastaslama, and the meaning of that the ulama have explained Aslama abdi ay abdi inqada wa taraka al inada, that my servant, my slave, has now become obedient to me. And he has given up disobedience. When we read La Hawla, Allah says, my slave has now become obedient and given up all disobedience. The ulama explained that the malaika see that this person is still involved in sin. And with a questioning look, they look at Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you said that he has become obedient, he has given up sin, but he's still involved in some sin. Then Allah's awe does not allow this to happen, and Allah puts his protection on him. Now he wants to commit sin, but Allah will protect him. Like you are going somewhere with your car for some sinful act, Allah make a puncture to happen. Allah make you run out of petrol. Allah make you lose your direction. Anything like that happens, and now you cannot come. Allah protects you. And when a person reads the second part of the kalima, then wastaslama, and the meaning of that is abdi, ay abdi fawwada sa'ira umur al kainat ila Allah azza wa jal bi asriha. My slave, my banda, has handed all his matters from the roots. He has handed them over to me. I must look after his affairs. Like if we are doing the transfer of a property on our name, we bought a new property, and we got a good lawyer conveyancer. And once you give him the work, you don't have to worry. If he's a good, efficient lawyer conveyancer, he will inform you all the time. We are at this stage of the transfer. I need a signature still. I need this payment to be made. And by this date, the work will be done, etc. So just like that, Allah is ni'm al-mawla wa ni'm al-wakil. The greatest helper and guardian, and the greatest lawyer, and the person you can entrust your work with is Allah Ta'ala. So when a person reads this, Allah says, my slave has handed over all his matters to me. Everything. So when it's in the hands of Allah, what you got to worry? Whenever you like one advert, if you have a court case, then don't speak to me, speak to my lawyer. Eh? So now you don't speak to me. I've handed it over to Allah. Your matter is with Allah Ta'ala now. So by reading this, the matter goes to Allah Ta'ala. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell your ummah to read this in abundance. In abundance, in a great amount, according to Arabs and Arabic language, is 70 times. Like in our language, we say, for example, I told you 100 times. I told you 1,000 times. Doesn't mean literally 100 and 1,000. It means I told you so many times, you're not listening. So like that, 70 was a huge amount in the Arabs. So by abundance, it means read it at least 70 times. And our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, was very, very soft-natured and kind. He said that Allah's rule is Allah multiplies all good deeds by 10. So read it 7 times, Allah multiplies it by 10. You have read it 70, you have done it in abundance, in kasrat, in great amount. So 7 times to read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is not difficult at all. In one narration it comes, it's a cure for 70 diseases, the lowest of which is depression. And according to World Health Organization, depression is the most common disease in the world today. So it's, when it's a cure for depression, then all the other things, how much cure there will be. In one narration it comes, it solves the problem, 99 problems, the lowest of which is poverty. If you read this regularly, you'll never be short of money. No poverty will come to you. So this is a very great wazifa. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, so many mashayikh, they have made the complete islah of the murideen only on this wazifa. Because in this, Allah Himself says, you have now become obedient. And that is what is Islam. You give up disobedience and you are on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Himself declares, how won't you become obedient to Allah? So we should try and read this daily at least 7 times. Also, the words are, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. But in one narration of Ibn Majah Sharif, also is added, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. That also is added. And in one narration, لَا مَلْجَأَ وَلَا مَنْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. There is no protection, there is no goodness only from Allah Ta'ala. So at least one time, the 7th time, read the full kalima. But see, the other times, read لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ. Let us read it together, inshallah. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. 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 لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. لا ملجأ ولا منجأ من الله إلا إليه. Let us read this regularly, inform our family. It's a very, very great. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. And treasure means that what you have got, but you don't know you have got. Otherwise your wealth, what you know, that is not a treasure. Treasure is something you have got, but you don't know. We have got it, we don't know the value. For most of us, la hawla wa la quwwata is, if we see a pig, then we la hawla wa la quwwata. Or so we see somebody committing sin or somebody speaking, this person did that, we say la hawla wa la, but it's such a great treasure. In another hadith it comes, it's a treasure from under the arsh of Allah. And the arsh of Allah is the ceiling of Jannah. Where Jannatul Firdaus gets finished, then is Allah's arsh. It's a treasure from there which we have been given. So we should appreciate this great treasure. We all know it. Little children know it. But we don't read it and we don't know the value of it. So we should try and read this. It's a very great thing. We should read it regularly. Just like somebody comes to your house, you see a plant in your garden, and he tells you, you know this? Yeah, he's a doctor, he's a hakim, herbalist, and he knows the value of herbs. This is so good for cancer. It will finish your cancer. Now you realize, it's growing here and I don't know, it's such a valuable thing. Like that, la hawla, we got it, we don't know the value of it. May we read it regularly, inform our families also, all of us, and to read it 7 times is hardly 10 seconds or 15 seconds. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.